Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. This is SKIM, the Scott and Kim Show for Thursday, January 17th. I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Kim Johnson.
We're here together again at last. Husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
Calling it like we see it. I don't know what any of that means.
They get it.
Do they?
If they've been listening, they get it.
Okay.
This is how we do things.
That's good. Well, it's good to be here. What have you been up to? I mean, we weren't here last week. Do you feel bummed about that? Is that a bummer?
I was bummed out about it, but I didn't have a choice. I had to pick up the dog from surgery.
Yeah.
And we thought we might get a chance to redo, and we didn't.
No, we didn't.
It ended up being kind of crazy. We had extra people in the house. Well, an extra person in the house.
Yeah, we had my nephew here for 10 days, and that was a busy time. You know,
not a bad thing, just different.
No, it was fine.
He was in high school still, so it was drop off and pick up and things like that.
I keep forgetting he's still in high school, because it seemed like, because he was only at school till noon every day, it seemed like he was not in high school.
It was finals week for that semester, that's why.
Oh.
For that quarter or term or however it is.
Right. He just sacked out on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laid down here, played a lot of Spider-Man, which is fine.
Over the weekend was the perfect time for that.
Yeah, we don't care. Play Spider-Man. We're not here to tell you you can't play Spider-Man. In fact, are you all right?
Yes, I had to sneeze.
Okay, that was a cute sneeze, like a little Disney sneeze.
Birds dress me in the morning.
Yeah, that was adorable. Anyway, thanks for being here. It's the 10th episode of the show and technically our 11th week into the thing. So now we're behind. We've only missed one.
And again, sorry, everyone.
It was nuts. Last Thursday was crazy.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get weirder when Taylor pushes another human being out of her body.
What do you mean another one? This is her first one. It's her first
being. No, I mean another human being.
There will be another human being
that we're going to add to the population.
Yes.
Going to come right out the back end there.
I don't know. You might need to take an anatomy class.
Maybe. No, I know how this works. I've seen it. But
2.5 weeks.
Is that all?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
2.5 weeks since she's due.
That's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Is it? But do you know what day it's set for?
February 4th is her due date. Yeah, there's no other set anything. She's not due to be induced or anything. We're not sure. We're just waiting and seeing.
Well, let me look. The 4th is... Hold on. Nope, that's February. Here we go. 4th is a Monday.
Yes, it is February, though.
Yeah, as I said, February 4th. What did I say?
January? You said, no, that's February. And I was like, no, it's
supposed to be sorry, early. I was talking to my dumb screen.
Okay.
So February 4th is a Monday. Mm-hmm. That'll be a good day.
Yeah.
If that's the day
if
it happens.
If that's the day.
Do you think she'll be early or late? Let's place our bets.
She wants to go early, like every pregnant person on the planet. They want to go early because she's just done.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm ready to meet him.
Did you feel this way when you were?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, oh, my gosh. With Taylor, I went 5 days over. That was a long 5 days. Nothing's happening.
I mean, did it feel all that different than the rest of the time? Or were that, was that
Well, yeah, you were extremely pregnant. You're huge and your ankles are swollen and you're just, your back's killing you and you're just tired of being pregnant.
But weren't you?
I loved being pregnant, but I was by then.
But weren't you five days pregnant before then? You know what I mean? Is it really that different 5 days later?
But it's kind of like when you're a kid and it's your birthday coming up and you're like, I can't wait. It's 3 weeks away. Oh my gosh, it's 2 weeks away. Oh my gosh, it's tomorrow. And then nothing?
Yeah,
really?
It's like
Sorry, you're going to have to wait 5 more days to have your party.
It's like a job change. Yes. You're trunky. You want to get out of here.
You're done.
Time to move on to something else.
But you're also physically, I was 50 pounds heavier.
Oh my gosh.
With Taylor. I gained 50 pounds. And...
That wasn't all kid.
No, it wasn't. Good thing. That would have been horrible.
Is that a lot? Like, what has Taylor gained? I don't even know.
I don't know, but with Nick, I gained like 35. So I think I was just first baby, first time I'd ever really gained any weight.
Yeah.
And really was in love with food.
You were a stick figure before you got pregnant.
I was really skinny.
Yeah, so was I.
Before you got pregnant?
Before I got married. Let's put it that way. It's because you cook really well, really good food, and I like to eat too much of it at a time. But
we're getting better about that. It's taken a long time, but we're getting better at portion control.
There are times when Taylor doesn't even look like she's pregnant. She's so skinny, and she carries it all right in front
of her. Right in front. From the back, you can't tell she's pregnant. It's really cute.
It's super cute. And she'll say, oh, Dad, my fingers are all puffy. Or, you know, she's getting the whatever, swelling going on.
Yes, she just and you'll look at swollen.
It, and it's not hardly anything, though.
Compared to her normal, though.
Yeah, but I expect to see some, like, cartoon sausage fingers. There's nothing there.
Well, for her, it is that. She feels like it is. Yeah.
She's a tiny, tiny girl.
And she's super excited, and she's gotten the room all ready. We went to her house and painted a few months back.
Yeah.
Wow. It looks so good.
You're almost whispering.
Almost whispering?
Yeah, well, you were
sorry,
just getting
am
very
I too
quiet.
Far away from
no,
the
you were
microphone?
Just very, yeah, so then, yeah.
Sorry. Is that better?
No, you just, you know, just talk. Just
I think
normal.
I'm, I don't know. I get it too far away from the microphone.
I think you're tired. That's what I think.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, and it's raining like cats and dogs, like
it's
the old
saying.
It's
raining and it's gray outside, and it kind of makes you go, bleh.
And it'll probably turn into snow tonight and be
it
super nasty.
It definitely will. Yeah. It's supposed to be a storm tonight.
Which is just great. Thanks a lot, L.A., for your all the rain you sent.
Like it's their fault.
Well, they've been raining for days. They've had it. They could have stopped it.
Well,
they could have put an end to
tonight.
It.
It's going to snow tonight.
Not there, it won't. No. Only here. Well, anyway.
They could have put a stop to it, really.
I like to
would
think.
Would you stop at the rain dance?
I'd like to think that a city and there. A state as big as California should have the technology by now to stop all this rain.
Really?
Or at the very least, harness it when they need it, like when fires are happening. Just.
I think you have a great idea here. Yeah. How would you go about doing any of those?
I think I haven't thought it through enough.
Okay. Just checking.
So, here's the deal. Oh, someone in the chat just said... where is it? Have you decided on your grandparent names yet?
Yes.
Have we?
Yes, we have. I've decided on mine. I think I've picked yours.
I don't know we are done yet. Tell me yours again.
Nan and Pop.
Really?
Actually, sorry. Pops.
Pops?
You want to be Pops, don't you?
Do I?
You said Pops instead of Pop.
Oh, yeah. I prefer, if you're saying it, do I have a preference of the two?
So when they show up to the door and, hey, Pops, let's play video games, it's going to be really cute.
Yeah.
I
Pops
mean, you got
is
a little,
all right.
You got a little time.
Yeah, I'll enter the great pantheon of other Pops like Corn and Otter.
Ah, okay.
Johnson Pops, Corn Pops, and Otter Pops.
But Nan's kind of fun. It's a little bit Southern.
Nan. Do you like Nanny? Nan?
No, just Nan.
Okay.
Not Nana.
Nana.
No.
No, you don't like Nana. Okay.
No.
It's like short for banana.
Yeah. But Nan and Pop. Pops.
But
Pops
Nana.
Johnson will be really cute.
Pops Johnson's a great, oh my gosh, that's a great name.
Squishy Twitchy just said that.
Pops Johnson.
Pops Johnson.
Yeah. Chat room's decided to paste in Nick scaring me in a video game again.
Oh, that's so good.
It's been going around
that's
for
a great one.
Like 3 days and nonstop.
If you haven't seen it yet, please, you need to see it.
Yeah, go to my Twitter account. It's all on there.
It's pretty great. Anyway.
So let's talk about some stuff. The dog is doing okay.
She's doing good. Really well. The stitches look great. Well, they're stapled, actually.
Yeah.
They look really good. They're not red, and she hasn't been messing with them or anything.
Why staples and not stitches, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it just depends on the surgeon.
It seems so freaking harsh to staple a dog when you're
done. I think whenever you're, it's a dog and you know they're going to be moving around a lot.
Yeah.
She's a puppy. She's moving around lots.
You think it was like still, a desk staple, like the red one in the office
like
space?
A swing line?
Yeah, like a swing line?
No.
No?
They're pretty heavy-duty looking staples.
Mm.
But I think that if you had done stitches, if she messed with them at all and bit at them or chewed at them at all, they would break. And then you'd end up doing it again.
Sidian says stitches tear easier, he says.
Ah, that's exactly.
Got an expert here.
Right.
Well, it used to, when she got home, it was like a big inflamed, nightmarish looking gash. Well,
it wasn't too bad. It was red-ish. It was swollen, but we've been really up on her meds. She has anti-inflammatory and painkillers, and she was on antibiotics. I think we're still
on those, I think, yeah.
And then she got one that's an anxiety one because she came home, mm-hmm. and she was not sitting still. She was really excited, and she wanted to run around, and we're like, okay.
She just wants to be a dog.
First day.
Yeah, she's a dog. She
so
wants
we got her this anti-anxiety medication that puts her in orbit. She's like stoned. It's great.
Yeah, sleeps through anything.
She'll just be sitting there on the bed and just kind of fall over. Mm-hmm. It's pretty great.
We're still doing that at night? Are we doing that in the day? Are we doing that?
Just at night right now.
Just at night.
Or it says for a stressful event. So I think if Izzy comes over at all during the next few weeks, we would give it to her then because she gets too excited. She loves Izzy.
She'd give it to Izzy. She's the one that broke her leg in the first
place.
She's
on her own.
She broke her leg. She was
she's on her own medications to calm her down.
Yeah. So that's the funny thing. She's not an anxious dog. This is just to keep her from being a freak.
Just
and hurting it.
They don't want her running, jumping, running up and down stairs for 4 weeks, which is really hard with a puppy, and it's kept her really calm.
Are you worried that we're going to addict a dog, or is she going to walk away from this like a freaking junkie?
I mean, for the first week, we've given them to her every 12 hours, which is what they told us to do. And then I think it's as needed. And so we're doing it at night because it keeps her sleeping really well.
It's basically barbiturates, though. It's like in the 70s, somebody's mom going, oh, I got the case of the vapors, and they go in the other room and eat.
I don't think it's quite the same with a dog. Besides that, she's only taking a half a pill.
Oh.
So she's already on a half dose anyway. It just keeps her more regularly calm.
Yeah. I found out what they were. They are benzodiazepines for dogs.
Really?
Yeah, they're probably on par. According to Dan, they're probably like Xanax level stuff, but they've got a longer half-life, so that means they last longer, so that's why she's kind of out all night.
12 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
It's helping with that, because at night, I think if she were to feel uncomfortable or not feel quite so stoned, she would probably lick at them. We do have a cone for her.
So she's not really licking it, though.
No.
She's been fine.
She hasn't bothered it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll change when the staples come out. Yeah. If it'll start to heal and be itchy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is all true. But when she did wear it and we had her in the kennel a couple of times, you'd hear this just in the middle of the night, just like bing bong bong bing bing bong bong, because she's moving that cone around.
I took her outside one morning at 3:30 in the morning. It's pitch dark outside, and she is like running into like snow piles.
Yeah. She's gonna break her neck. It's worse. It's a worse injury thing
it
than
it slows her down. No, it's fine.
All right.
She was fine. She just kind of ran into the barbecue grill, and then she hit a pile of snow, and some of it ended up in the cone. So it was just fun to watch.
Yeah. But I think she doesn't seem to want to mess with it. So
no, she's doing really well.
Feeling pretty good about that. And she's starting to sort of tiptoe on the foot a little, and it's not just hanging there like dead meat anymore. And she's still all shaved back there. There's no new hair yet. But,
she's starting to grow hair. It's kind of funny to see.
Yeah,
she's pretty bald.
Touch it. It's like it would fail the cotton test. Remember the cotton test?
Yes.
Yeah, you could just take some cotton and go, whoosh, it would all separate on her butt.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway, that's the update with the dorg. She's doing fine.
And thank you for everyone who pitched in and bought prints that went towards her surgery.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate it.
We really appreciate it.
Nick really appreciates it.
Nick mostly, I shouldn't say we appreciate it as much as Nick does, because Nick... this is his dog.
He was responsible, and so he would wanted to be here tonight, but he's at work.
Yeah, he wanted to thank people on the air. That's fine. Yeah. We'll get some kind of big thanks out of him.
Definitely.
He's at work tonight. But anyway, all is well. We go in for some checkup, next week?
Next week she gets the staples out.
Yeah, no more staples. Is it a staple remover like the one in an office?
I don't know. The little claw.
The little claw thing.
That'll be great.
Take a flat...
I'll let you know.
A flat screwdriver, flathead screwdriver, and just... crank them out?
I can take video if you'd like. Okay. We'll find out. All right. We'll see if it's a swing line brand and all.
That's fantastic. Also, my mom had knee surgery. I don't know if she had staples. Probably not.
She did.
She
had staples. So she asked the nurse why staples over stitches, and she said it depends on your surgeon, what they recommend or what they like to use.
You know, she should have said, why staples? And then the doctor would have said, because I don't like Home Depot. Or no, sorry, no, Office Depot.
Office Depot.
Dang it. You know, if you're going to pull a dad joke out, you got to freaking nail
the
landing.
You got to get the dad joke right.
Erg. But hold on, though. So, I didn't know that.
The nurse said, well,
she's 80. How do you staple an 80-year-old?
It's the same thing as stitches, babe.
No. Stitches, you go.
You do it with that, whereas the other one, you use a tool to just staple it together. It's different whenever it's your skin.
Yeah, but
it's not a swing line. But it's not stuck in jello.
But she's 80 and her skin's made of like.
Oh, come on now.
It's like, no, it's like made of ash now. It's all sloughing off and everything.
I really hope she doesn't listen to this. She's going to be mad at you.
She won't be mad. I just sloughing don't want her to off. Get, I don't want her to suffer or get hurt or anything.
She's doing all right. I went to see her in the hospital.
Yeah, that was nice of you, by the way, to do that. I asked her yesterday, I said, hey, how you feeling? She wrote back, she says, oh, I'm very, very tired. I'm home now. I said, hey, is there anything you need or anything we can do? Radio silence, nothing.
She's thinking really hard about this. What can I make Scott do?
Or John has the phone. That happens sometimes, you know. He takes the phone.
It's all right.
And decides
right.
what comes out.
He's trying
out
to decide,
out of there.
Here, take the phone, answer him. See what you need.
I mean, I would take something to her or, you know, run over there with Carter or something and say hi and see how she's doing. I don't want to bug her, but.
I think she's probably on pain meds also.
That's true.
So she's probably a little loopy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's probably stoned. She probably has a cone. Do you think she's wearing a cone?
No, I doubt it.
They don't put the cone on people?
No.
What if she turns around and licks her knee? Even my mom licking her knee?
No.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
I
bad
don't want
mom.
To think
bad mom.
About it.
You're going to infect the knee. Get off of there. All right.
All right.
Anyway, that's the thing that happened. Yeah. Let's do some emails. We like to read your emails on the show. They're real easy to send. You go to frogpants.com/skim, SKIM, and on there's a little contact link. Hit that and do your little Dear Scott and Kim and tell us what you want to tell us. All right. For example, Bruce wrote in.
For example.
He's not Australian. A lot of Australians named Bruce. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I don't
you
think
know
that's true.
I know why you're darker today. I don't mean your skin. I mean your lighting. I know what it is. I moved these forward on purpose.
That's why.
And then I turned them way down so I could get a softer close-up
like,
glow.
Shadowing look over around me. It's great.
I got to tweak that so that you're that's not right. so in the dark next time.
I always feel a little in the dark. It's fine.
We need a table that isn't me. Well, whatever. We got to talk about that sometime.
We need to do a different
we gotta have
setup,
plans.
Huh?
Yeah, I got plans.
Need some ferns.
A couple of ferns. Get us between them. Boom, we're done. All right. Anyway, Red Santa says, this is Bruce, says, was recently listening to the show where you guys were reading a donut recipe that uses cake yeast. Others probably wrote in by now, but just in case they hadn't, I thought I'd save you some wasted ingredients. Cake yeast is an old-timey form of yeast mostly used by bakeries, and old school home bakeries.
Homeschooled bakeries.
It's less concentrated than dry yeast that most of us use. So if you're going to use the same amount, you'll be using a lot more yeast than you should. And they gave a little conversion chart on how that should work.
Interesting. I like this.
He says seven grams of dry yeast is about 1/4 ounce and about the same as 19 grams of cake yeast.
Whoa.
Dude, 19 grams of anything is a lot. That's pretty crazy. So did you know the difference?
No, I didn't. I didn't realize there was a difference.
I thought you were the cook here.
I am the cook here, not the baker.
Oh, that's
right. Or the chef.
We have talked about baking.
The cook.
Baking versus cooking. It's not the same animal sometimes.
No, but I did bake a little this week.
Oh, what did we
do?
Do
you remember? I made that chocolate cake.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was like a big round, what do they call that?
Bundt cake.
Bundt cake. Why is it called a bundt cake?
It's just a shape that it's in. It's a bundt pan.
There's a bundt shape?
Mm-hmm. There's a loaf pan, a bundt pan.
Well, I like a good bundt
cake. Jelly roll pan.
Normally, what I like into that shape is a big yellow, like a
lemon cake. You are a big fan of those.
Lemony drizzly on it. But what you made was very chocolatey and had some white sugar, powder sugar on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good.
It was sour cream with pudding in the recipe, and then chocolate chips, mini ones.
You just don't breathe in while you're biting it, or you're going to get a lung full of the powdered sugar. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to try that recipe with what's it called? Yeast?
Baker's yeast.
Okay, so it is different.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out Bruce's conversion to that, because I think that would be good.
Yeah.
To try. See if it makes a difference.
Can you get so much yeast that we all get yeast infections as a result?
I'm hoping not.
Okay. Can I get one of those, or do I have to be a lady to get a yeast infection?
I don't think you have to be a lady to get a yeast infection.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I have to look into that. I thought it was a Virginia thing. I can get a yeast infection without a lady part?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I've heard that before, but I'm not 100% sure.
So I know I can don't get quote a, me on that. I can get a urinary tract infection.
Yes.
Those are fun.
Because you do have urine.
Yeah, I do. I make copious amounts of it.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Yeah. All right. Here's another email from, thanks for that, Bruce, by the way. Jax wrote in, J-A-X, that's cool. His subject was Skim savory scone options.
Savory scone options?
Yeah, there's so much food talk. I love how much food talk there is in this. This
so
is great.
So good.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Although uncommon, men can get a yeast infection by having unprotected sex with a woman with cardinal vaginitis.
Which is a women's yeast infection.
Cardinal vaginitis? I think he was the worst. Almost made Pope. He got this close, old Cardinal Vaginitis. But that was like in the 1800s, and they weren't having it. He said, nope, sorry, Father Vaginitis, you're out.
You're out.
Your name is just too weird. We can't call you Pope Vaginitis the First. Anyway.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Don't be sorry. Okay, so Jax writes in. Jax, yeah. Let's say yes. Vax.
What does Jax write in?
He says, hey, Scott and Kim, just a few suggestions for Kim's savory scone adventure. Use pumpkin, spinach, and feta.
Ooh.
Okay. And then you put ham and cheese and capsicum. Capsicum? Bell pepper? Oh, bell pepper is the American term.
Yes.
Capsicum?
Capsaicum?
Oh, capsaicum.
I was like, I'm not sure. I can't see what
you're
reading.
That was freaking it. It was capsaicin. Because of the stuff that you put that burns you. Yeah.
It's peppers,
oh,
yes.
My Lord.
Okay.
Anyway, cheese and chives.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, that's our lawyer. But that's who we use for lawyers.
Cheese, chives.
Law firm of cheese and chives.
Capsicum.
Capsicum. zucchini, Spanish onion, and carrot.
Now, is this baked into the scone?
Well, it says, I've also dabbled savory creams and toppings to accompany them. Sour cream with caramelized onion or smoked salmon with a dill cream over the savory, usually plain scone. I find that once you have a good scone recipe, sweet or savory, it's just a matter of factoring the moisture content of the added items. Love the show. Keep up the great work. AJ, a.k.a. Jax. So I think what he's saying is you bake all that stuff in there or fry it in, okay, or have you cook it.
So bake it in the scone and then you have a savory cheese to go with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That sounds really good, dude.
That would be a good breakfast.
Yeah. Load that one up.
Okay.
Can you make that?
I can make that.
All right. What are we doing here then?
I'm out of here.
Forget this stupid show. All right. There's that. How about this email? Boy, these are all food this week. I just realized. Is this all you guys have?
This is all we talk about. Just kidding.
Hi, Scott and Kim. Emailing from the UK. Ooh, another UK emailer.
They always have really good recipes, too.
I agree. This is from Bex. Oh, this does not have to do with food. Here you go. Emailing from the UK. Love the show. I'm a big film sacker and have now added Skim to my podcast favorites. My partner introduced me to Film Sack 2 years ago when I met him, and I can't believe what I have been missing. Now listening to you, too, is a joy. I have found happiness and my best friend and my boyfriend after a very rough relationship. The guy who emailed in some weeks ago about you guys being fake has clearly never found his soulmate. I would agree. Says, anywho, I have ordered a print pack for Boomer, and I'm also hopeful that you are able to raise the funds ASAP. I have put my partner's address in for delivery, so it's going to double as a little surprise for him. To top it off, if you read this, and if you get the time, could you just say hi to Bex and Matt? Hi, Bex and Matt!
Hi, Bex and Matt!
The law firm of Bex and Matt. And Kappa's
That's a
come.
Really fun surprise. You'll have all the prints coming in the mail.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it says it would be amazing to surprise him with a shout out on the podcast as well. We both listen every week. He means the world to me, and this would be a great way to show him. Keep up the amazing work. Loving the show's Bex.
You guys are great.
Not Beck, to be confused with famous Bex. Musician Beck, where he's got two turntables
Bex
and a microphone.
And Matt, is that what you said?
Yeah, a devil's haircut on his mind. Not that guy. This is B-E-C-K-S, like Becky, short for Becky
Bex
or Rebecca.
And Matt.
Yeah.
So good to hear from you.
Yeah. We love the UK also.
Shout out to both of you.
Shout out. And finally, an email from Andrea. Not Andrea. It'd be Andrea, right? Yeah.
It could be.
Hi, Scott and Kim. My husband recently told me about the podcast, and it has been a great addition to my rotation for my commute. I love how Kim talks about trying new recipes, and it's something I try to do frequently. More often than not, I end up changing the recipe because I don't like an ingredient or have some other thing on hand. But here are two recipes that are popular in my house. Both are vegetarian, but even my omnivore husband loves and requests these. Ooh, that would be me. I'm very omnivore.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
So are you. You like whatever. You'll eat whatever. The first is quinoa taco from the Minimalist Baker. And I have a link here, so we'll look at this later. He says, it sounds weird, but it's really good. And the second is a butternut squash ravioli I make myself with the cream sauce from the blog Half-Baked Harvest. You ever heard of that?
No, that sounds fantastic, though.
It sounds like there are more lady internets than just
really
Pinterest.
She's really good at this, though, because she does what I do, which is if you don't like the ingredient, you just change it a little bit. Tweak it a little. Make it work for you. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is true. she gives all the ingredients and the stuff here, including the directions on how to do this thing. Anyway, very nice of her to send those things. Now, here's the problem. I don't really have a great way to put these someplace. So we got to think about
someplace?
That. Put these in a place where people can see these recipes.
Oh, the recipes,
Eventually, we're doing a cookbook. We're doing a cookbook.
Yeah, we should.
Right? I'm going to draw in it. The kids are going to draw in it. You're going to make recipes in it. And then it'd be fun if we have really good recipes from the community we could put in there.
It's a great idea.
And then
we'll
just
try them
sell
out
it, make it super affordable, and just make a rad cookbook
for
people.
It would be really fun to say where we found the recipes to.
Ooh, Discord. We could do a Discord group.
Okay. Someone's giving you ideas now.
You know
what?
The Discord's a great idea.
Good job.
All right, hold on to your butts. We're going
to
talk more.
Hold on to your butts.
We're going to talk more about that.
We need to have a meeting, sir.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting, you and I, together at last. All right. That's it for that. What else we got today? Oh, I know.
What?
Wait, hold still. Don't go anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
Here goes. Right here.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right, we'd like to give a little suggestion of our own before the show goes
Usually
away.
Something we've tried.
Yeah, and guess what? We totally tried a thing recently that was accompanied by... I'm going to tell them about the other stuff, and then you can tell them about the cool little potato disc round things. So we had turkey burgers. Kim made them. They were fantastic. The bread was my favorite bit. It was from the bakery Nick works at, and they were really good buns. I guess they're buns, right?
They're buns. They're hamburger buns.
Hamburger buns, yeah. But they're just they felt like a cut above the normal.
Well, they're from the bakery. It's a little different than buying them in a,
and it wasn't just like
a bag of buns.
Yeah, they're not the poopy. What's
the
brand with the
poopy buns?
Well, what's the brand with the circles? What I used to have when I was a kid.
Oh, Sunbeam?
No.
The circles.
Yeah.
Wonder.
Wonder bread. It's not like that.
Okay.
Wonder bread is not really even food anymore, right?
You can still buy Wonder bread, I think.
I think Wonder bread is just flour that somebody blew on and then made bread out of it.
Just
went, here's some bread. Anyway, so those were great, and all the little...
I made grilled rounds of sweet onion, like Vidalia onions.
Oh, they were so good.
It turned out really good.
They're like, okay, so imagine like a good onion ring. The inside onion part is the part you want to be super good, and that's what these were without the outer fry thing. They were just good sweet onions.
Without the coating, you're right.
And they didn't taste oniony. They tasted sweet and...
Well, that's because they were Vidalia onions. They were the sweet onions.
What is a Vidalia? I don't know what a Vidalia is.
It's just a different kind of onion that isn't as sharp. It's a sweeter onion. It's literally just a sweet one.
Okay, so that was a fine combo.
Thank you.
Then you added this other thing. Now, you could have done fries. You could have done potato tots or some other dumb potato idea. No. Instead, we had basically these were like little saucers.
They were little rounds of potato like this, really short. And then, so they were just baker potatoes too. They were
right.
The
you
Idaho
just cut them into chunks.
Just not even chunks. You just make rounds. So you slice them. You take your potato.
Now there's more to that. There's more to that though, right? Like you, yes. What you do to it after that is what matters. You made
so
them, you
know. I put them on some parchment, laid them all out like single layer.
Yeah.
Brushed them with butter.
Yeah.
And then put a little dollop of Borzen cheese and then some sharp cheddar.
What's Borzen cheese?
Borzen cheese is that really creamy cheese with all the seasoning in it.
Oh.
You know, the one had for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one we dipped the crackers in.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like really good flavored cheese, like a cheese dip. Put a little bit of that on there and then sprinkled it with some Parmesan and some sharp cheddar.
Nice.
And baked them.
Nice.
For... I don't know, like 10 minutes. And then I put them on broil. So that made them all like crispy, crispy on the top.
Mm, they were so good, you
they
guys.
They were really good.
And what they ended up looking like were little mini baked potato medallions.
Medallions. That's the word you were looking for earlier.
Yeah, medallion.
You kept calling them potato wedge rounds or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Coins.
I need a medallion for me. It's like a
potato
pirate.
Coins.
A pirate wants a whole bucket of these. But yeah, they were like a little, they were round,
yummy.
And then everything on them, it looked like they were designed to look almost like a little flat baked potato. And they were really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, like legit good. We're out of them, right? We didn't have any left over? Okay.
We're out of them that day.
We should eat
but
more of those.
They're super easy, super fun to make, and you can change them up. You could do Frank's Red Hot across them and... drizzle them with that, and they would be totally different.
Seemed like the kind of thing that what's-his-name would say were gangster if he ate them.
These are gangster.
What's his name? Guy Fieri. He would have bitten into that and gone, oh, these are gangster.
These are money.
And then he would high-five you and gone to the next restaurant. That's how it would have gone. But it was really, really good, and you guys should try the stuff at home. Again, we should probably put this in some... you know what we're putting? We're making a Discord room. You know what? I'm doing it now.
Do it right
Here's
now.
Here's what we're going to do. All right. Simple... Pimple Dimple. Here's what you're going to do. You want to join
the
Discord.
Just make a Pinterest page and go find all the rest of
July. Screw that. That's dumb. That's a bad idea. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go over to the Frog Pants Discord. How do you join it? It's easy. We have a permanent link over at frogpants.com/contact. So the contact page on the website has a link that says Discord. You hit that. You join the Discord. If you haven't already done so, you can. It's free and it's easy. And you know, Discord runs in a browser or on your desktop, your phone, whatever. Right now, there's a bunch of groups in there like General and Ask Scott and Promos and Morning Stream, Skim, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it'll be under Skim.
Let's do Skim Recipes. How about that? And then
go.
That's all it is.
Okay.
So
that's
we're going
to
go channel name. I'm doing it now. Skim Recipes. R-I-R-E-C-I-P-E-S.
It sounds like you want them to make skim milk recipes.
No, that doesn't sound like that, does it?
Skim Recipes.
Okay, so now we got Skim Recipes. Here it is, I wrote just now. Okay, and then later, I'm going to go in here and plug all the stuff in that we've talked about today and try to find last week's as well.
That's perfect. Well, we weren't here last week, but the week before that.
Oh, yeah, the week before that. And then people will have access to these things. Oh, see, some people already popped in and said, woot, hello, hi, and stuff. Gim, I'll give you access to this also so you can go in there and hang out.
It's Nan, would you?
Nan? Oh, yeah, I got to get used to this. Pops and Nan. Pops Johnson. And you can add things too, Stephanie Ray. Absolutely, you can.
That
so this
would
is a
be
place to
preferable.
Share. Share your recipes. This isn't just a place for us to put the ones we talk about. Please put yours in here as well, and
for everyone else to try. And for me, I want to go in and try someone else's.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, totally. And who knows? Some of these may be so good that we'll put them in that cookbook we're talking about.
There you go.
So all this and more can be yours as we hurtle ourselves into the future of good food. Okay.
Look, everyone has to eat every day. We might as well make it good.
This is true. You have to eat every day, right?
Exactly.
Do you have to, though?
You do.
Not every day. You could skip a day.
You could skip a day, but generally you need to eat, and when you do, make it good.
Make it count, as the kids would say.
There you go.
Do the kids say that?
I don't know.
speaking of kids, we're going to go eat with our kids, and we made jambalaya again today.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the point of it was you were making it for the pregnant daughter because she was craving it, and now they're not coming over for reasons, but you did take
batch over to them.
Yeah.
I got back about 20, 30 minutes ago. Well, before we started the show.
Yeah. Chat room says, or John 1969 says, I'm trying to lose weight. Me too, brother. Me too. But you got to have some good food in you.
Good food does not necessarily mean bad for you food.
Right.
Jambalaya is fantastic for you. It's tons of vegetables.
Right. And that's what I wanted to say. If you've got like a vegan idea or some other stuff like that, don't be afraid to not put it in that Discord. I think that's a great place
for it. Don't be afraid to not.
Great. Don't be afraid to not speak in good English. That's what I'm saying.
Put it out there. We want
to
try it.
That's right. A reminder to you fine folks at home that if you like what you hear on Skim and would like more, you can help us out over at patreon.com/frogpants. It's shows like this and others where, you know, it's not, I don't know, it's like all the variable shows we have on the network. And this is one of them. And you guys seem to like it. So show that you like it. Patreon.com/frogpants. Or you can sub to the channel here on Twitch. Whatever your heart tells you to do.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Our website is frogpants.com/skim. You can... Oh, I forgot to check voicemails. I bet we have some.
Oh,
you know what?
Let's do it.
I got an idea. Since you're here, you know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
Kim, we're going to just check and see if there's a voicemail for us.
Okay.
Hold on. Google Voice. We're just going to play one at random. This could be a big mistake. Okay? This could be a rant. This could be somebody all pissed at me.
Oh, good luck.
Let me just play one of these. By the way, that number, while it's loading, is 801-471-0462. You can leave us voicemails, and you might sound just like this person who I'm about to click. Okay, you ready? This came in Monday. I have no idea what this is. Here we go. Hit and play. I'm scared. Okay, so far nothing. Oh. Okay, apparently they chickened out. Okay, so we're deleting that one.
Okay.
Let's try this one. We got another one, similar thing. We're here recent. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan for TMS.
That's for TMS. See, that's no good.
That's okay.
All right, well...
I'm glad you got voicemail for your show.
So here's what you should do.
I was waiting for it to be like a, hey, I'm calling on that 97 Ford Escort.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Call in. We want your calls. 801-471-0462. 801-471-0462.
We will play it.
Yeah. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show.
Leave us a good one.
Yeah. Leave us a short, fun, to the point.
Fun, and to the point. I like that.
It can be a question. It can be a comment. It can be whatever you want. We're happy to take all comers, okay? All right. Yeah, it's going to do it.
All right.
Kim, have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
I'll be here having it with you. I'll have it right here with you. Don't you worry.
Awesome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Kappa's cum? Bell pepper? Oh, bell pepper is the American term.
Yes.
Kappa's cum?
Capsaicin?
Oh, capsaicin.
I was like, I'm not sure. I can't see what
you're
reading.
That was freaking capsaicin. It was capsaicin.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.